This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Susan Ferriccio, the chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. She is up in Massachusetts in preparation for Tuesday's much closer than expected Senate campaign between Democrat Martha Coakley and Republican Scott Brown, of course, to fill the remainder of the term of the late Senator Ted Kennedy. And Susan, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
The big story here at the end of the week is a 4-point lead in a new Suffolk University poll for the Republican Scott Brown. This was supposed to be a slam dunk for the Democrats. It's a very blue state. But over the past few days, we know that there's, especially among independents, a dissatisfaction with the status quo. We know that some Democrats are dissatisfied with Coakley. Others say that Brown's a really good candidate for these for this constituency. What are you noticing? What's driving this competitive race?
Well, I think he was, you know, initially not really expected to pull one off here. And I think really what you're seeing is a couple things. You're seeing a backlash against the Democratic administration. Some people don't like this health care bill that's in the works, so they don't like how it's being put together. They're worried about taxes. They're worried about the deficit. They're worried about national security. And the second kind of layer of intrigue here involves the Massachusetts political situation. It's largely a Democratic state, but they've had a string of Republican governors. So there's clearly, you know, a possibility here that people are willing to be open to Republican leadership. And there's a lot of people who say they're sort of fed up with a string of corruption problems in Massachusetts, you know, the Speaker of the House recently being thrown out. So there's all kinds of issues here within the state itself that have made some people, you know, more willing to embrace sending a Republican to the Senate seat that's been held by a Democrat for 57 years.
And Susan, what is it about Coakley? Is there anything she's done particularly wrong? We've heard these stories about the fracas here in Washington the other day, and some say she's been kind of lazy on the trail. How would you sum up her campaign?
Well, right now, you know, she's really hard at work with the negative ads. She's trying to portray Brown as someone who's like cozy with the banks, who's not, you know, there to work for the people. And there are lots of negative campaign ads coming out. But he's trying to fight it tooth and nail. He's raised a lot of money, so that really gives him the power that he otherwise wouldn't have to kind of combat those efforts. And Coakley, of course, is running with the Kennedy name, the wind at her back from the Kennedy family. Victoria Kennedy, Ted Kennedy's widow, has gotten on the air and made a sort of, you know, final plea to voters saying, you know, this, you know, she's now given up on calling it Ted Kennedy's seat because everybody, you know, clearly didn't like that. But then she said, you know, this is the people's seat, and but, you know, her face is there, and she's associated with the much-beloved Ted Kennedy, or beloved by many people. So clearly they're still trying to invoke the Kennedy legacy to push her over the finish line. But as you said earlier in your commentary, you know, this 4-point lead is pretty much a big surprise. It gives him a lot of enthusiasm, excitement, momentum going into the weekend, and the special election is on Tuesday.
Susan, Democrats thought that this would be a walk in the park, and therefore their supporters weren't all that organized or energized. Now that it's clear that this is going to be a dogfight on Tuesday, are we seeing the Democrats starting to awake and get out there, or is it too late?
Well, they've got Bill Clinton in town today, and he's going to be holding an event with Martha Coakley at 4:30 in Worcester. And so, you know, clearly they're pulling out the big guns here. President Obama had he did not come here, which again is a, you know, kind of a sort of a side note that the president did not physically come here yet, at least. I don't know if he may show up, but he put forward an ad in her favor. So, you know, they're clearly, you know, throwing more into this than I think they initially intended. And they sent one of their big guns, you know, from the Democratic National Committee up here to really try to get this race in order for her. I know she has been criticized by some for her the way she ran her campaign. But right now, clearly, they're putting in all efforts.
What's Scott Brown done right? Sounds like he's not really asking for a whole lot of national help, with the exception of Rudy Giuliani, I think, is up there here on Friday. What's he doing that's really attracting votes, or is he just the beneficiary of this anti-establishment sentiment?
Both, but people also like his low-key style. They like his his willingness to go against the grain on the health care reform and try to go for lower taxes. So that's something people really like, the idea of the lower taxes, because Massachusetts, you know, is a high-tax state, or a state that definitely taxes more than other places. So people like, I like the idea of what Scott Brown is pushing for, lower taxes to help businesses and help the economy, lower the deficit, pro-military. You know, there's that whole part of his persona that is definitely attracting some voters. And then the voters are just sick of the Democrats, so you get a variety of things. It's going to be the unenrolled voters or the independent voters who you need to keep an eye on here, because, you know, Democrats, probably many of them are fully committed to Coakley. The Republicans are far outnumbered in the registered voter department, but then there's the people who are not either. They are called the unenrolled voter, and many of them seem to lean toward Brown, and that's the intriguing part. If they turn out in big numbers, it could really turn this into an upset.
Obviously, the Brown folks have to be energized. How frightened right now are the Democrats?
Well, they're frightened enough to be pouring tons of money into this thing, and so clearly they're not sitting back on their hands.
And so we'll find out in just a number of days whether these polls are accurate, and there is a huge surge for the Republican in a state like Massachusetts in a seat that was once held by Ted Kennedy. Susan, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Susan Ferriccio, Chief Congressional Correspondent for the Washington Examiner. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.